It is with the greatest of sadness that we announce the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Ruling for longer than any other monarch in British history, Her Majesty became a symbol of unwavering reliability during the greatest period of social change the world has seen. The Princess Elizabeth was born on the 21st of April, 1926, and as a young girl, she did not expect to become queen, being only third in line to the throne behind her uncle and father. It was only when her father, King George VI, took the throne following his brother's abdication that Princess Elizabeth became heir presumptive. And in the absence of any brothers being born before her father died, she was now destined to become monarch. For most of the Second World War, Princess Elizabeth and the royal family lived at Windsor Castle, during which time Elizabeth trained as a driver and mechanic with the Auxiliary Territorial Services, which allowed her and the rest of the royal family to keep in touch with and offer support to the people of London and the United Kingdom. One of the most important duties of the Queen was to develop and maintain the cooperative relationships between the member countries of the Commonwealth, a voluntary association of independent and equal countries. On her 21st birthday in 1947, in a live speech broadcast on the radio from Cape Town, Princess Elizabeth dedicated her life to the development and service of the Commonwealth.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
At that time, there were just 7 member countries of the Commonwealth. Today, there are 54, a permanent testament to the Queen's unswerving devotion to her commitment, which was to be renewed some 75 years later in February 2022, on the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne, in which she said, "I feel enormously proud of what the Commonwealth has achieved, and all of it within my lifetime." On the 6th of February 1952, Princess Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip, were staying at the Treetops Hotel in the foothills of Mount Kenya, when she was informed that her father, King George VI, had died, and she was proclaimed Queen Elizabeth II. Due to the tradition of allowing an appropriate length of time to pass after a monarch dies before holding a coronation festival, the coronation of Elizabeth II took place on the 2nd of June the following year at Westminster Abbey in London, and it was the first major international event to be broadcast live on television. The global celebrations of the coronation established Elizabeth as one of the most popular monarchs in the world. With the exception of her traditional Christmas Day speeches, Queen Elizabeth only formally addressed the nation on a handful of occasions. Her address on the eve of Princess Diana's funeral in 1997 unified the country's support for the royal family. Her speech, although written by a number of advisers, was amended by herself and Prince Philip and conveyed the emotion of family loss felt by the royal family and the nation.
Since last Sunday's dreadful news, we have seen throughout Britain and around the world an overwhelming expression of sadness at Diana's death. We have all been trying in our different ways to cope. It is not easy to express a sense of loss, since the initial shock is often succeeded by a mixture of other feelings, disbelief, incomprehension, anger, and concern for those who remain. We have all felt those emotions in these last few days. So what I say to you now, as your queen and as a grandmother, I say from my heart.
Over the years, the Queen made hundreds of state visits to other countries and many tours of the Commonwealth countries, making her the most widely travelled head of state. She was almost always accompanied by her husband of 73 years, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who was resolute in his role as the Queen's consort. He was, in her own words, her strength and stay throughout her reign. The Queen was the subject of numerous television documentaries, which revealed the human personality behind the formality and ceremony of the crown. They showed her great sense of humor and her desire to not only lead the country, but to join in at times of great celebrations, such as her cameo appearance alongside Daniel Craig in the opening ceremony of the 2012 London Olympic Games. During all 7 decades of her reign, Queen Elizabeth II commanded respect, but more importantly, love from millions of people around the world for her sense of duty and devotion to a life of service. We pay our own public and private respects on the passing of one of the greatest monarchs of our time, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. May her soul rest in peace.
In a way, I didn't have an apprenticeship. My father died much too young, and so it was all a very sudden kind of taking on and making the best job you can. It's a question of maturing into something that one's got used to doing and accepting the fact that here you are and it's your fate. I think continuity is very important. It is a job for life.